Hello?
Hello.
Hey, is this Michael?
Yeah, it is me.
Hey, Michael, this is John over at Local Splash calling you back, sir. I just had Lulu send this information over to continue our conversation in regards to possibly optimizing your business on Google here. How's your Tuesday going, sir?
Oh, it's fine. I'm driving the dump truck today, so.
Oh, get out of here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, first off, safety's first, right? So please drive safely. You know,
yes, sir.
When we're talking about all this stuff, if you have any questions, you know, that's my job. Please ask away. All right. Very transparent, open book. So, Michael, Lulu, when she sent over some notes, it shows here you've been in business already 3 years within the company in the making, and you're looking to target both residential and commercial work within about a 75-mile radius. Is that pretty accurate, would you say?
Right.
Okay, beautiful. Right. And, Michael, just out of my curiosity, have you worked with anyone in the past or currently to help you with the online presence?
Well, I got the guy who started my website, put me on Google.
Okay.
And that's all. He ain't done nothing else or nothing like that to get me no traction or nothing. I don't know how that works anyway.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what I'll explain to you as well, process of everything. So, just to touch base on what you're talking about right there, from what I'm understanding is, whoever you had manage your online presence, they did a website, and they got you a Google Business Profile. Now, one thing about Google Business Profile is that it's great. If a customer types in your business name, you should be popping up as number one, right? But if the customer doesn't know who you are, and they type in any of your services that you provide, then guess what? You may not even be shown. Like, it'll be, like, 10th page down, 15th page down, just because simply, you know, you don't have enough traffic. Now, it's all about two things. Not one's more important than the other, but these two things help one another out to get your ranking to move up on that first page. One of which is good reputation. So having the reviews does come a long way, right? Keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you're 3 years in business already. It's not because you're lucky. It's because you're good quality of work. So the reviews will come along for you. But the second part is traffic. That's what we specialize in. So we funnel the traffic for customers that don't know who you are, making sure that they're clicking and finding your business name every single time wherever they're at. That way your ranking moves up and consistently stays on the first page. How can I make sure they give you assurance that we could do that? We're a premier Google channel partner. That is the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle what is called SEO, search engine optimization. All right? Been around for over 19 years doing this. It's not our first rodeo. Yes, sir. Now, here's the other part I think you're going to appreciate the most is the fact that because we're a premier partner, we have to abide by a few rules. One of which is this. Once you decide to move forward with us, we close out the area completely. We're not allowed or permitted by Google to work with any of your competitors within your service radius. We give you undivided attention every single month to earn your business by doing our job. So you choose to be with us. There's no contract, by the way.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on 1 sec.
Sure.
Truck number 31087. I'm coming on with base for Rockford job. Yes, ma'am. That's a good wait. I'm back. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good. I actually used to do logistics back in the day, man, so I get it.
Oh,
yeah, check
okay.
in and
so
everything.
You know, so I used to, what you was, dispatch?
No, I was pretty much a third-party guy trying to get the truck drivers to get hired to, you know, get in with different companies and kind of make my way in that sense, man. I was way back when.
What I actually do is, I do dump truck, right?
Okay.
I do dump truck services, and I decided to, because I do dump truck services at the Rock Quarries for this company called, this quarry called Dunn and Vulcan. I decided to venture out into doing paving, and ask to do paving, you know, asphalt.
Sure.
Asphalt repair. Asphalt, mm-hmm. asphalt repair, and concrete work. So really, I'm really just now, so the reason why I got that website like that or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'm just now launching, the paving and concrete business.
Okay.
So I'm trying to launch it. So that's really what I'm doing. But I had the dump truck. I've been in the dump truck industry for 3 years.
Got it. Okay. So you're kind of like branching a little more into pavers, concrete, asphalt repair, things like that. Of course, you have the experience with
yeah.
dump truck area as well, too. But it doesn't definitely comes in handy in case if you ever need the work as well, right? Is that what I'm understanding?
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. Because, well, I would use the dump truck to do the paving because you got to add a dump truck to pave. So
I was going to say, yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand, though.
So
but, yeah.
It does. It goes hand in hand. So I end up, you know, starting to launch. So I got a DBA, and I started to try to launch it. It's Vines Contract Solutions is the name of my company, but I got two DBAs, one for the dump truck, which is called Haul Time Trucking. And then I got the other thing that I'm launching, which is called Birmingham Paving and Seal Coating.
So you got a lot of stuff happening, man. You just need to put your business in the right in front of the right people, right? Think about it, because
that's what I'm trying to do, man.
There you go.
I'm trying to do.
All right. Well, this is gonna work perfect for you because who doesn't use Google, right? And we bundle the services.
Everybody uses Google.
Yeah, everyone uses Google. I don't remember the last time I didn't use Google, right? Here's the thing.
Right.
We bundle the services together so that way you were set up for success. We do have multiple packages that fit and tailor to each business's needs. But listen, I mean, I got to say, Lulu, she put in more than a 50% discount rate for you. It's month to month. There's no contracts. And we don't charge per lead, per click, per call, nothing like that. It's a flat rate. So you cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you like. Price will never move. And the best part is, it's included with everything I'm talking about. First page of Google, you got also Yelp, Bing. And believe it or not, it's a little different when customers look on an iPhone rather or an Apple product rather than like an Android or a PC. People don't know that, and actually it hurts their businesses. With us, we include all of that for you. You're not going to miss any opportunities.
Right.
They're looking for you. We're going to make sure they find you. Okay? So,
right.
Michael, my next question is very important, though. As far as your service radius, we talked briefly about it, about like a 75-mile radius. I mean, is that just the farthest you've been, or are you married to that radius?
I mean, it's just the figure that I put out of my head.
Okay.
75-mile radius.
So I have an options for you, okay? So you tell me, I mean, because I have one package that's right at the 55-mile marker, and then the other one goes up to 100. It's just there's no in-between on there. And then you can cherry-pick, you know, the areas, things like that, and kind of condense it however you like. I mean, which one do you feel is more stronger for you, though?
I guess I could just start off with the 50, maybe start off with
okay.
50 miles.
I think that's a good start, you know, especially with the new...
Look at our figures.
Yes, sir, exactly. And that saves you some money. And the other thing is that we actually invest money back into your business. So I'll explain that in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say for month to month, for that package at 55-mile mark, okay, it's at $249
mm-hmm.
month to month, comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So your initial investment of getting
mm-hmm.
started with that package would be at $348. Today is the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
It will last until next month on the 18th, and at that time, it will always stay at $249, never more than that. Now, remember,
okay.
I said we're going to invest money back into your company with this package. Out of your $249, not additional, we put 100 of those dollars into retarget marketing ads for social media for you on Facebook. Now, I don't know if you have a Facebook business page, but I could tell you this and assure you this, that Facebook ads have over double conversion rate than Google ads. We know how well it does so badly that we will make and develop a fully Facebook business page for you. It's included. And we'll make sure to run ads on there at least once a week so that way you are doing well with it. I'm going to stop there.
Yeah, because I was looking at putting an ad on Marketplace, and I was like,
Yeah. It gets confusing. Here, I'll put it this way. You're driving, man, right? You're working. You're hustling. It's the life of a CEO. When are you going to have time to figure out how to put things on our marketplace? How to upload a picture? How to have, you know, send the email? Like, we get it. So we will actually have a team that's available for you. They're going to be open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. 6 p.m. Central Time, just to make sure to run those ads for you on Facebook. If you have an update or a promotion you want to put out there, let our team know. That's all that we need, and all we ask for is communication, right? You tell them, hey, I got a new promotion that's going to work very well for this month. Let's rock and roll with it. Okay, perfect. Send it over. Boom, done. That's the type of communication we want to keep alive, so that way we can build that trust, build that long-lasting business relationship. You follow me on this so far? Yes, sir.
I do.
All right. I honestly, just from talking with you, Michael, I think you're going to do really well with this. You know, there's a lot of work and high demand for your work. It's just, again, you got to be in, put your business name in front of their faces. That's literally it. But you tell me. I mean,
yeah,
is this something?
Yeah, high demand.
Yes, sir. That is for sure.
It sounds very interesting. It do. It sounds like some good stuff now.
All right. Well, you talk to me. I mean, tell me what you got. Is this something you'd like to move forward with? I mean, how do you feel?
I'd like to get things in writing. So,
of course.
I would like for you to email me all those packages. I'm very interested in. I definitely need to. And I'm glad y'all called me, because I was sitting there talking to my wife this morning about it, how we need to expand more when it comes to Google and Facebook ads and Instagram ads, like, you know, the marketing part of it. Because, I mean, and I was just telling her this morning, like, you know, because one of my mentors, he started back when it wasn't all the marketing, and he did well. So, and I was just telling her how well we have done in this generation, though, of marketing. You know, I said he done well with the word of mouth and, like, no marketing. You know, he's just now getting Facebook ads. He's an older gentleman, so he's just not doing Facebook and Instagram, you know. So I just told her, like, man, you gotta have those things, you know.
I totally get it. And it's just like, here, let's put it this way. I mean, I had experience in both realms, right, where back in the day I was handing out flyers, buying spots on the radio, stuff like that, right, buying billboards even.
Right.
And here's the thing. It worked well because I knew where my customers were going to be. I knew what type of customers I want to target, and that was it, right? Same thing today. Right. It's just adapting to the new age of technology. Everyone's on their phone. They either have an Android or an iPhone, pretty much, right? The other thing is, who doesn't use Google? Like, everyone says, let's Google it. It's like the known thing to say. If aliens came down right now, they would say, let's Google them. Like, it's the first thing.
Right,
people walk up and
say,
you know what I mean? So, and everyone's catching up with their friends and family on social media. So that's where we're hitting at. And we're going to make sure that they're finding your company. I'll be over-exaggerating on this part, okay? But, for example, you can have your neighbor that's needing to have some papers done or get some concrete work. And guess what? They may be looking on Google and never find you because simply you're not on the first page. No one really looks at the second or third page. That's the issue. And that's what we specialize in to help you. Yeah. Michael, I think...
That's not a bad investment, man.
I think it's the best investment, regardless if I put myself in your shoes, because why? No matter what happens, let's say, knock on wood, I mean, let's say you did the part ways in the future, these listings, Google, Yelp, Bing, these Apple products in those areas, these are all yours, right? You keep that. Reviews stay with you. Work stays with you. The difference is us having your back, so that way you don't have to spend weeks, months trying to get a hold of somebody from Google. And two, we funnel the traffic to make sure you're listed on the first page of Google. So that's what you're paying for on that. That service, of quality service, to make sure you have a great customer experience for yourself as a business and for your customers finding your business. Yes, sir. So
that's awesome.
Yes, sir. So again, this is all for $348. Again, that's covering the whole month already until next month of the 18th. And at that time, it even drops lower to $249, and it stays like that. I think this is a package that's worth your time and money on there rather than the other package. You can always upgrade your packages later, but when you do, or if you ever do, don't forget this. Let me know, because I can go ahead and put that same promotional rate to the other packages, so you never pay the normal rate. Okay? It would break my heart. So just make sure you let me know. But we got to get started, man. So you tell me, is this something you're ready to go ahead and move forward with?
So how would I...
Yeah.
Yes. So let me ask you this. How would I know that I'm on first base and all this and stuff like that? How would I know?
You got three ways. You ready for this one? One, we'll have a fully customizable tracking system for you to check through your phone, tablet, computer, laptop, doesn't matter. You'll see the calls, you'll see what keywords are working, everything. Then the second way is look it up on Google yourself. And the third way, have a friend look you up, you know, you'll see that. No, it's not like you get a magical Google switch where you pay money and you're there. You know, we got to make sure that we're developing that traffic to funneling to finding you. So it does take a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's way faster than anyone else on the market. We get customers that have no web presence at all up on that first page within the first 30 to 45 days. Now, within the first 5 to 7 days, we get not only all of your directories done, but also your fully customizable tracking system. Facebook business page, website, we get all that done, and the target marketing ads out within the first 7 to 14 days. We move very faster, by the way. I'm saying it out loud. But, again, starts with today, right? I'm going to make sure our team is on board with you. You'll have a team that's going to be backing you up Monday through Friday, okay? So I want to make sure that they introduce themselves to you, go over everything in further detail to tailor to your company, and let's make this happen. Let's start, I think building your business and being part of that success is everything. So that's what I get motivated about. So, Michael, let me ask you, my younger brother's name is Michael, but he spells it funny. So is it M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yeah, it is, A-E-L.
All right, beautiful, perfect. And then, Michael, how do you spell your last name, sir?
Vines, V-I-N-E-S.
Okay, beautiful. Now, Michael, I don't forget things, you know, especially when I make a promise. My promise to you is this. Even after payment, I stay on the phone with you so you see your invoice through text and email. So what would be the best email address I could send the invoice to? I just want to make sure you see that for yourself.
Michael, WVINES@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And is this the best phone number for our team to reach out to you, ending with the 7724?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you want your customers, I'm assuming, to reach out to the same phone number, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Now, this next part is all for Google. I can't mess it up because if I do, it could delay things. I don't want that to happen. So I have the business name as Vines Contracting Solutions, LLC. Is that correct?
That's the name of my business, but but I actually got DBA for my paving and contract and concrete business.
Oh, nice. That's what I was going to ask you. I was like, because I know that you want to try to go towards pavers and concrete. Did you change the business name or anything? I'm glad we're going over this. What is the business name that you want to put for that?
Birmingham Paving and Seal Coating.
And Seal Coating. All right. All right. Now,
so
the first part...
I already got my web page. I think it's birminghampaving.org.
Okay, let me check this out. Yeah, that's cool. Let me see.
Because I'm already on Google.
Let's see here.
I'm probably going to be going through some bad spots, so I know my phone will turn off pretty soon, so I need to probably sit down with y'all.
For sure. If I lose you, I'll give you a call back within 5 minutes. Would that work?
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
But make sure you email me y'all number so in case I get in a bad spot longer than that, I can call y'all back.
Oh, for sure. Let me do this right now,
y'all
actually.
Y'all called me on the switchboard. Y'all didn't call me from y'all number.
No, I'm going to give you my direct phone number with my extension as well. That way, you know that you're talking with me. I mean, I'll be calling from this number, but anytime you call in, call to my direct phone number. That way, you're not being transferred, okay?
Okay.
All right, I got you, partner. Actually, as a matter of fact, let me text you that number right now.
Okay.
Let's see. John with Local Splash.
I think it's Birmingham. Let me make sure what my website is.
Okay.
So we'll be on the right page, because like I said, I already got a website.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at it right now. Give me one second. I'm going to send you my text right now.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's BirminghamPaving.net. That's what it is.
Okay. Yeah, let me see here.
BirminghamPaving.net.
Oh, okay. BirminghamPaving.net. Now I got it. Perfect. Okay, yep. I got the first asphalt paving and repair. We are asphalt paving contractors in Birmingham. Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
That's me.
All right. Well, you guys don't joke around, man. You guys work hard. I love it. Okay, cool. I'm going to make sure that this website is being found. All right? Because think about this. You can have the best website in the world. If no one's looking at it, then you waste your time and money, right? That's just the whole point. So we want to make sure that they're finding that. All right, cool. I got you, partner. Let's do this. Now, just to confirm a few things, too. So the business name then would be Birmingham Paving and Seal Coating. It has an and symbol, though, right? Let's do that.
It do. Let me make sure. Is it on here? Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Birmingham
yep.
Paving and a symbol and then seal coat. Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. I love it. Okay. Now, far as this next part, just give me a heads up. Google does not require you to showcase your business address to the public. It does require you to have a physical address to being verified, and that's it. So let's start off with the verification part. Now, even though I do see you on Google, that's okay. But the problem is, Google, we don't cut corners. We're a premier partner with Google for a reason. Okay. So they will ask. Now, the address I do have, I don't know if this is the right address, though, but it's 105 Danbury Lane. Is that right? The 35040?
It is.
Okay. Now, next question, do you want to make sure that that's hidden from the public, or do you want to keep that showcase to the public?
I mean, technically, it's where I used to park my truck at, but it's like a residential area. It's not a commercial area. I don't quite have my brick and mortar yet.
Right.
I rent my equipment right now because I'm really kind of lunching. So I'll be renting my equipment to use.
Okay.
And I don't have my brick and mortar yet. So
I mean,
I could use it, I could not use it. I guess it wouldn't matter.
All right. If I can give my suggestion on it, if you don't mind, I mean, just a suggestion. If it was me, if it's parked at my house, I'm not going to put it. I don't want customers knowing where I'm at until, you know, I'm really doing well enough to say, okay, let's get a P.O. box or let's get some, you know what I mean? Something else that way.
I got a virtual business address.
I can't
remember by head, but I did that too, so I can kind of like weave around that.
Okay. Maybe when,
I mean,
when
I don't, technically I don't live there no more. I just still use the address.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Hold that thought on there because, again, I want to make sure our team, which is our technician team, they do the onboarding, they go over details like that with you. I can set that up as early as tomorrow if you have an hour window to speak with them. So that way they can go over how often you want your Facebook ads to turn out, how you want your Facebook looks, how everything, right? Keywords and all of that. And they can definitely go over that part or that portion with you. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow on that?
I can't. They can call me. I mean, I'm gonna be running, so
yeah, you don't have to be in front of a computer or anything.
Right. So they can still call me. That's fine.
Okay. What time frame would you think would probably be best? Like right around this time, right around 9 a.m. or 10 a.m.
I mean, I really like to be sitting down. What's their close time?
They close at 6. I'm in Alabama, too.
Central time or Eastern time?
Central time.
Oh, you're in Alabama, too?
Yes, sir.
I thought the lady was in California. They just called me.
Oh, yeah, Lulu. Yeah, yeah. We're literally global, but we only assist businesses in the U.S. As you can tell, we're literally everywhere. I'm in Athens, Alabama.
Oh,
right
okay.
By Madison.
You're from Alabama. Yeah, I know where it's at. Huntsville,
yes, sir.
Madison. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm actually in that's Shelby County address that I use.
Okay.
But I've used in Birmingham because I know that's the biggest area, so
right.
I decided to pick that name.
Smart though.
I know that's where a lot of business is.
Yes, sir. It is.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It is. It's very. If you ask me, that's very smart, intelligent.
So you my hometown. You my hometown fella. Okay.
I have no accent or anything yet, though, man.
Oh, you just moved down here, huh?
I did. Yes, sir.
Oh, so you ain't got that. You ain't got that southern accent. I know you ain't got that southern accent like I got yet.
It's
coming though.
It probably will. I love it out here, though. It's everyone's so sweet and very inviting. The economy's up and coming over here. Everyone's building new things happening, so
yep.
It's amazing. Great weather too. So besides that hurricane I ran through. Yeah, it was like what 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago. Whew, it was scary.
Yeah, I know. Our power was off for 2 days when that dang storm came through.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was scary.
So that's why I had picked that 7.5-mile radius, because that's one of the areas I wanted to target was Huntsville and Madison.
I see.
You know.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to save you some money on this one, man. I mean, because the other package is $449 month to month with the $99 setup fee, right? Now, if you're looking to save money, get it started, build strong from a local area and spread out, do it. That's what I would do, right? I mean, if you have the money and have the capital to do it further, by all means, do it. But if I'm on a budget and want to trial things out, I'm going to start a little small within the area that I know is going to build strong. Because just because you're on the first page and in one zip code, the next zip code that's next to it, guess what? It's not like you're not going to see anything. They're still going to be, you know, coming towards you as well, too. So it's not going to hurt you in any sense. It's just taking that, you know, slow, but making sure you're building your company up for yourself. And, again, this is all building your company up. There's going to be nothing showcased of local squash. That's why this is a good investment for every
right.
business out there. Yeah. Okay.
So but you know what? I think Huntsville might be in the 50-mile radius of Birmingham, though.
Yeah, because Huntsville is about 45-mile radius or 45 minutes away from me, I would say. So, yeah, I would say it's within that 55 miles. Maybe less.
I think so. Yeah, it's in that,
it might be less.
Yeah, it's in that range.
I think you might be safe, man.
It's in
yeah.
that
range. And, hey, listen, down the road, if you want it, again, if you ever want to upgrade, you can. You know, just let me know because I don't want you ever paying the normal rate, okay? I really mean that. Some people don't get that, but I'm like, you'll be, like, wasting hundreds of dollars a month. Like, that would hurt me. So, all right. Next part here. Tomorrow, you said what time would work for you to talk with our team then?
About, I like to be at home, so I say about
4:35. 4:35? Okay.
Can they call me late on like that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
About 5 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay, I can do from 5 to 6 to make it easier. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, let's do that. I'm going to send you an email. It's going to be a Google invite, okay? That way you have another form of contact from me. It's going to come from jseo@localsquash.com. And then I'm going to send that same email to our team. That way all you need to do is hit yes. They will hit yes on their side to show you that they are committed to that meeting. If for any reason you need to reschedule, it's taking too long, whatever the case may be, communicate with them. They'll be happy to accommodate and go ahead and reschedule for you if they need to, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm doing that now. Let me know once you got it. Again, it's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. I'll put a reminder for them too, just in case.
Okay. It just came through.
Beautiful. All right. Yeah, they're going to be calling from the California PST town. That's me. Yeah, well, my last name is pronounced So, but it actually is spelled S-E-O, believe it or not. Everyone jokes around about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Half Korean, half Puerto Rican. So imagine that with an accent from Alabama.
Half Korean and half Puerto Rican?
Yes, sir, I am. I call it Puerto Rican.
Yeah, you got to be from California, huh?
I am literally everywhere. My parents, you know, they my father taught to the military, my mother, and then I was born in the Bronx, New York, moved over to California, went to Florida, came to Pennsylvania, came to Alabama, man. I've been everywhere now, you know. So it's a pretty wild journey.
Yeah, I kind of feel you kind of had some military background being different, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Always highly appreciate that.
What's wrong with that?
Yes, sir. And so, now the next part, I believe, did you get that? You got the email. All you need to do is hit yes on there, and then we're going to continue here. I'm going to put the addresses hidden. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boom.
I need to hit yes now?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And then my next part, don't think you're ever married to this stuff. You can always modify it any time down in the future yourself if you're hands-on, but our team is there to do this for you, okay? So far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown to the public? Like, do you want them to see that you're open 24/7? Do you want to show that Monday through Friday? What do you think?
I haven't thought about that.
I mean,
I haven't thought about it. I don't know.
Interesting question, huh?
Yeah, that is. Because I haven't really. I mean, I guess we could show the public Monday through Friday, I guess.
Okay.
From 7 to 5 or something.
Okay. And then, do you work on weekends if it's like an emergency or anything like that, or no?
I work on weekends. I don't mind.
Okay.
I work on Saturdays.
Okay, so what I'll do is, if you'd like, I can put on weekends emergency only for them to call. Like, you know what I mean? Obviously, you can plan out when you're talking to customers if you're going to actually work. But, I mean, as far as them calling in to see if you can take on some more work, it would be an emergency only through the weekends. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I hit yes on his invite thing, so I don't know if it's going to do nothing. You know, I'm driving, so I can't really just look at it.
I totally get it. I totally get it. Please drive safe. And it did come through. I can assure you right now, I'm looking at it now. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm putting this out as far as I possibly can, okay? At the mileage, I'm putting 55 miles out. And then website, you already have one. Boom. I'm just filling things out for you. And then, how do you accept payment from your customers, though? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit card?
You can put down all of the above, all of them.
All of them, okay. All right, I got you. I follow you. Okay.
Do check,
I love it.
Do check, cash.
Mm-hmm.
I do check, I do cash, I do Venmo, I do, you know.
Okay. Do you do Zelle?
I will.
Okay.
My bank got it, so yeah, I'll do Zelle too.
Beautiful. All right, I'll put those in for now. And then you said you're working on the DBA, so it's got to be licensed and insured, correct? For the business?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And then also, now the next part is like the bread and butter. I already have most of the stuff because I like to take notes and make sure I'm really listening in and everything. So you do residential and commercial asphalt repair, you got concrete, you got pavers. Any particular key wording that I can put in here for our team to start working on right away? That way when they speak to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch.
We do asphalt install. Remember? We do asphalt install and tear out.
Okay.
We do asphalt repair.
Okay.
We do concrete work.
Okay. I'm going to put, like, what do you think, sidewalks, driveways?
Sidewalks, driveways, parking lots, roads, highways.
Highways, okay. I think that's pretty good there. I also put in the keyword pavers, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to put...
You know.
Okay. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put also in parentheses that you want to add more, right? And that way, when our team talks to you tomorrow, they're already putting these keywords in the algorithms to see what's working best in your area, in those areas that you want to hit. Mm-hmm. That way, we can get you moved up to that ranking very quickly, okay?
Okay. I guess we can add my dump truck service in
there,
I guess.
Oh, my gosh. How did we forget this one? All right. Now, do you have one of those dump trucks that have, like, the arm on it on the side, or what?
No, I got the triaxle that you see going up and down the road with rock and sand on it.
Ah, okay. I saw those things look like a transformer, man. Yeah, yeah.
No, not that cool bad. That's a side-by-side. That's a side-by-side garbage truck, but that's a,
right.
That's a clean-up truck.
Ah, yeah.
Clean
gotcha.
Job site.
Interesting.
Yeah, I love it. All right. The trucks you see when you see them paving roads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen them pave a road?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. That makes sense. Okay, so I have everything up in here. I'm going to send this to our team right now. And I'm going to make sure you're protected on your pricing. So I'm not accepting a no for an answer from you, all right? I like to make sure you're really protected. That means we're going to do everything recorded on the call so that way you're protected on your pricing. I already gave you our direct phone number. It's the 877 number that I texted you from, okay? Please save it and save it as Local Splash. I'm going to go over that number in the recording as well, too. Now, I will ask a few questions in the beginning, so try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, stop and ask. That's what I'm here for, all right? So,
okay.
I'm going to get it started. There we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Farmerham Paving and Seal Co.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Michael Vine, and I'm the CEO.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, supporting you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Correct.
All right. And perfect. And in last question, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I do.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 18th in the non-refundable amount of only $348. This is including everything we spoke about. Just want to make sure that's on recording there for you. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 18th of each month in the amount of only $249. And it'll be recurring $249 from there on. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just texted to you, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right, beautiful. Hey, Michael, don't say it like you're getting married, man. My wife might get mad at me over here. Just kidding.
I'm
Michael.
Just driving, so I'm kind of focused on the road.
I hear you, man.
I'm listening.
Okay, all right, perfect.
I'm quiet. I'm observing, and I'm listening.
Okay, good, good. Well, I'm sure, you know, whenever you have questions, things like that, I mean, that's what we're here for. We want to make sure communication is always strong. Please keep that, you know, throughout our business relationship out here, because that's all we ask for. This is your company. We don't change it to ours, right? We want to make sure that we're doing everything we can tailored to your business so that way it's doing well and getting right in front of the right customers. That's important, right?
Right.
Yes, sir. Right. So how do you want to do this, though, Michael? Because on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or do you have a middle initial as well?
It's just the first and last name, but
okay.
It's going to be a few hours before I be able to make that payment on that card because I'm driving. I'm not even pulling over because I've got them on time.
No. Yeah, don't pull over. You're fine on there. Are you on the freeway, though, or are you going to be able to hit a red light, you think?
Yeah, I'm on the freeway.
Okay. And just for real kicks and gigs over here. So the billing address to the car, though, is a 105 Danbury Lane. Is that the same address?
No, the billing on the card is 1088.
1088.
Uh-huh. Garnett, 1088.
Uh-huh.
Garnett, G-A-R-N-E-T.
Okay.
Drive.
Okay.
Calera, Alabama.
C-A-L-E-R-A,
same zip code, 35040.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you, sir. And then, because I want safety is everything. I don't want you doing anything crazy over there. You said, when's the best time we can go ahead and fill this rest part out? I don't forget my promises. I don't care if you could do it on your own, but what matters to me is that I'm on the phone with you, so you see your invoice through text and email. So everything we discuss is on paper, and if you have questions, I'm with you. That way, we're not playing phone tag, we're not doing any of that funny business. I'm going to start it off strong, you know?
Well, I'd rather just call you, because like I said, I'm going to be in bad areas.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of rather just call you in a couple of hours.
That's what I mean. So I just want to make sure I'm perfect. As long as I'm on the phone with you, just so that way you feel comfortable and I feel good that you know, I'm here with you when you're doing that, you know? I wanted to say welcome to the family, you know?
I'm gonna call you.
All right.
I'm gonna call you.
Michael, do you know, you said within a couple hours you'll probably be around the area?
Yeah, I'll be around to call you in a couple hours.
Okay. Sounds good.
I need this for real.
I know. And
that's the only way I'll be able to expand if people can Google me up, man.
It's definitely going to help your business grow quite a lot. It's just a matter of working with the right people to do that too. You know, and I can tell you and assure you that our company, I really say this, every single business owner that joins us, I say welcome to the family, you know. So we really want to make sure we're treating you like family and being part of that success story. That's important to us, okay. So we'll take care of you, Michael.
Right.
I can assure you that. Please, drive safe. And I guess we'll talk in a few hours here. Do you think, can you give me a time frame so that way I'm aware of myself?
What time is it now?
It's 10 o'clock on the nose. Yep.
10 o'clock. Give me the by 12:30.
12:30 it is. All right, let me go ahead and put this.
Yeah, I'll call you by 12:30.
All right, partner. I'll be here.
Back. Let me ask you some questions before you get on. So y'all help me not only with the Google, but y'all help me with social media presence, right?
Yes. So for Google, Yelp, Bing, Apple products, and also Facebook, to be exact. If we're doing we used to do like Instagram and all this, Twitter and all this, but it was so much work for such little return for you. You know what I mean? So we didn't want to waste that time on efforts on that. Especially wasting your money and time and effort on
Instagram. More people on Facebook than Instagram?
Well, it's not that there are more people on Facebook than Instagram. It's just the statistics show that Facebook ads have 9% conversion rates. And that's, let's put it this way, Google ads have a 4% conversion rate. So Facebook is above that by like almost more than double. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everything else is very slim, you know, so when it comes to those ads. And I think it's because it's all linked together for your Facebook and Google that it makes that much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And people connect with you on that way. They have the marketplace that does very well on there as well. So that's what we focus on there. Maybe eventually in time we might go back to doing the other stuff. Yeah, but I mean, when it comes to Facebook, they hands down kick some butt with that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, what other questions do you have for me, though?
So what y'all do? So what y'all do is y'all made sure that when somebody hit paving company or concrete company near me or dump truck company near me,
mm-hmm.
I automatically pop up.
That's correct. Yeah. So if they don't know your business name, they type in those keywords. Better believe, yes, we want to make sure you're listed on that first page of Google. So you're competing with the top-notch guys that are right there in the area, and that's what everything's about.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to give any suggestions on stuff to make sure it does very well for you, and I've been doing this for a long time, okay? For one, make sure you keep track of your analytics through that dashboard we make for you. That has all of your analytics in there. Keywords, what's working, what's not, calls, everything, okay? The next part is build up those reviews as much as possible, you know? Not like begging for a review or anything. Just keep doing the quality of your work. The reviews will come along, but it definitely helps with moving it even quicker up in the rankings. So it's just keep doing what you're doing, man. Those are the main things I would say, and communicate with our team, because if we don't know what's happening, we're thinking, all right, we're doing a good job. But you know what I mean? So if you're like, hey, John, listen, this ad didn't work very well for this month. Let's switch it up a little bit. What do we got? You know, like, all right, cool. Well, these keywords are working very well this month. Let's try this in the ad. That type of communication we're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anywho, so Michael, I'm gonna go ahead. I have. Oh yeah.
So commercial companies. So you saying commercial companies actually Google a lot of stuff? I thought.
Oh, by far.
Hold on. Telling this radio so loud. They just be talking so loud. They don't be talking about nothing, man. So commercial people, they actually use Google? Because I thought that most commercial people network through each other.
Both.
In relationships they already built.
Both. Yes, sir. But think about it. The algorithms are put in place. Let's say you have, a very nice company that's looking for your work. Well, they're going to be typing this stuff in. They're going to have friends and family. At their age and things like that, think about it right now in the area, that's why Facebook is probably doing well. They're on Facebook. They're typing in those keywords. Guess what? There's your ad popping up on their screen. You see what I'm saying? So if they're on Google, if they're going through the network, what are they going to do? They're not going to just say, all right, I'll take your word for it. Let me Google them. You see what I'm saying? So when they do that, now they're seeing your business right there too. There you go. So it's many different strategic ways of getting your business name in their face, in their eyes of the right customers. And that's important.
Right.
Yes,
I got you. Okay.
And then for residential work, think about it. They say, oh man, I saw this guy on Yelp. I saw him on Google. I see him on Facebook. I see his web. All right, that's it. I think it's a sign that I got to give him a call. You know? So that's what helps either way. Yes, sir.
I got you. That sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan.
It's a solid one. I can tell you that. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to, man. I got to up this marketing.
For sure.
See, the
guy
who launched my website, they're supposed to be letting me, they're supposed to be hooking me up, Facebook page and Instagram, and they got all my information, but they never said anything back about doing it, so.
Well, I mean, he's got a website up for you. I mean, at least you got something here going. But.
They got the website up.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine, but we gotta make sure it's being showcased. I don't care if it's the greatest website in the world or the worst website in the world. It doesn't matter. What matters is that, hey, you got a way to contact you, set an appointment, give you a call. That's what it's about, right? But it's gotta be in the right hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta make sure they're not people. When it comes to websites, I always say that it weeds out the customers that you don't want to spend your time with, right? So that's what I like these websites for, and to make sure they contact you. But how about this, man? You're still driving, right? I'm trying to figure out how we can do this here. So you said if at 12:30 we can make this happen. Michael, I don't want to take too much of your time as well either being this, but if you have more questions, any concerns, please stop me, call. I'm always there for that, all right? And now you also have my direct phone number. You also have the phone number I'm going to be calling you from as well. But our team will always be calling from that 877 number from here on. While I have you on the phone, I want to make sure we set up a security question and answer, if you don't mind, just to protect you at another level here. That way, let's say we called in. We'll call from the 877 number, and then we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. That way we know we're talking to you. You know you're talking to us, all right? So as far as the questions, I've actually had a business owner get locked out of his own account because he forgot his own answer. So please don't forget yours. Don't make it too difficult on yourself. But we got mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
You could do my city I'm born in.
Okay. And again, this will never change, and we will never give the answer out either. So what would the answer be?
Clear, Alabama.
Okay. Perfect. Well, you sure you don't want to make it any more difficult?
Do y'all got y'all website and stuff too?
We do websites. Yes, sir.
I'm talking about, do y'all have y'all actual company websites?
Yes, sir, we do. Go to localsplash.com. Yep, localsplash.com. You got it. Yes, sir.
Okay. I got it. Tenfold. That's good. So, I guess I'll talk to you at 12:30, my guy.
All right, partner. I think you're going to do very well with this. I'm very excited for you, to be honest, sir. So.
Yeah, I'm excited too, but you know, it's kind of, all this stuff kind of new. I'm a little old fashioned man, and all this stuff kind of new, so if you don't hear me excited, it ain't because I'm emotionless, it's because I'm in train of thought about all this. It's a new adventure, you know.
I understand.
I ain't dropping the hoorah yet till I see the results. Now, once I see the results and I start getting jobs, then I can call you back, you know, jumping up and jump roping or whatever, you know.
But right now, I hear you.
Just concentrating. Trying to figure it out, man.
I hear you. And listen, it's about results, and I love when you said that because that's what we are about, results-driven. We're only going to be working with your company in the area, for one, and two, if there's no contracts. I mean, you can leave at any time. If you did that, that means you wasted your time and money. So did we. That's not what we're about here. We're here about earning your business for a long term, man. All right? So we're going to take care of you.
That's simple.
Yes,
that'll
sir.
Work. I appreciate it.
All right. All right, Michael. Well, I look forward to speaking with you a little bit here, okay? All right, please, drive safe.
Okay. All right, man. Thanks. All right.
You're most welcome, sir. Bye-bye.